وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. جزاك الله خير حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى reward you abundantly. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi is giving us a story of a woman crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over the loss of her children. So there was a certain woman who used to give birth to children, but none of these children remained alive. All of them, after 6 months, became sick and passed away. In this manner, 20 of her children died and went to the graveyard. 20 children, one after the other, went that way, and this caused great sorrow to rise up in her. During the latter part of the night, she rose up from her bed and fell down in sajda before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crying bitterly in sorrow as she poured out her heart in supplication. Thereafter she went to sleep. She saw in a dream herself wandering around in paradise. She also saw a most beautiful mansion on which her name was written. From the beauty of the gardens of paradise and its splendor, she became beside herself with pleasure. So the angels told her, O woman, generally these bounties from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are acquired through the performance of ibadat and strenuous spiritual strivings. But because you were inactive in that respect and thus unable to reach that position, Allah sent those difficulties to you in the world during which you were patient. In return for that patience, He grants you this paradise and this mansion. So with difficulty comes ease, and this is exactly what it means. Dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. That the dunya is a prison for the believer and it's paradise for the kafirs. When a mu'min goes through difficulties in this world, the paradise is waiting for him and all the comforts and the luxuries in the hereafter. Then she saw her children there in paradise. She said, O Lord, these children of mine were concealed from my sight. But they were never hidden from you. Yea, they are all present. O Allah, if for 1,000 years you keep me as I am today, I have no regret. Even if you should shed my blood, I will be satisfied. For these favors are much more than my patience. So true reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the story of the wind's destruction of the people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. This is another story Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi speaks about. He says it is related that when a strong wind was sent against the people of Nabi Hud alayhi salam, Nabi Hud alayhi salam drew a circle around those who believed in him. When the wind reached that circle, it blew softly and gently. People who were outside the line were torn to pieces by the wind. In similar fashion, Hazrat Shayban Ra'i rahmatullahi used to draw a circle around his flock of sheep when he went for Jumu'ah Salat so that no wolf could carry off any sheep while he was away. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah says, in this fashion over the saints of Allah, the wind of death blows like the morning garden breeze, soft and pleasant. The fire did not burn Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam when he was a chosen friend of Allah. Now at the time of passing away, how would the fire have the courage to cause him harm? So similarly, the fire of desires and lust cannot burn the true followers of the deen, but it causes the irreligious ones to be brought to hellfire. I remember our Sheikh Mawlana Masood Rahmatullah Alayh mentioned to us, if I can remember it correctly, that before you go to bed, you read Durood Sharif, and then you read Ayatul Kursi, and then you recite the four quls. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And then you blow onto your index kalima shahadat finger, and you make an imaginary circle around your house and your possessions, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you free and safe within that particular zone, because you have asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect you. And then a story was given of a person that somebody would come and, you know, steal his sheep during the night. So when he learned of this particular amal, he did the very, very same thing, you know, every night, and nothing happened, alhamdulillah. One night he forgot to make this amal. And when he woke up during the middle of the night, he remembered that I did not make this amal. And he reads Ayatul Kursi and the four quls, and blowing around the perimeter of his house, or where the flock of sheep, etc. were. He read it at that particular time. In the morning when he went, he saw a person that was just sitting there. And then he asked him, what are you doing here? He says, every night I attempted to come in here to come and steal some sheep, but there was a huge wall around me. But tonight it was open because the person didn't read. And when I got in, that's when the person had got up by the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he had made that imaginary circle, and that person became a victim within that particular circle. So we must have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.